Under the new rules, infant formula makers have to obtain registration certificates for their formula from China's Food and Drug Watchdog, and certified producers will not be allowed to sell their product in the Chinese market. Rules also stipulate that one factory will only be able to produce 9 different products under 3 brands. With around 2,000 domestic formula products currently being sold without licenses, it's estimated around 2/3 of the producers could end up being shut down. Infant formula, which has been produced ahead of tomorrow, will be able to remain on the shelves until the expiration date. In the push to clear inventory ahead of the new rules, many milk formula manufacturers have been offering discounts of up to 50% in China since August. The new rules have also seen the number of manufacturing facilities ramp up to full capacity in the bid to produce as much as possible. Chen Guanghui is the manager of a Heilongjiang-based dairy producer.
Normally, we only put out around 1/3 of what we are currently producing. They will be sold once they pass the inspections. We basically have no surplus these days.
As of this week, 33 Chinese infant formula makers have yet to obtain their certificates. But instead of being shut down, many of these producers are now ripe for potential acquisitions by larger infant formula makers. Lu Guang is the vice president of Heilongjiang Feihe Dairy.
Feihe will not rule out acquisitions, provided there are manufacturing and processing factories that we deem suitable for our needs.
The new rules have prompted major producers like Yili Group to consider expansion both at home and abroad, as a new factory would mean a potential addition of 9 additional products. Zhang Jianqiu, Yili Group's vice president.
We have been expanding overseas to grow our global presence with a focus on natural and intellectual resources. By establishing the world's largest integrated dairy production base in New Zealand's South Island, we have further strengthened our products and reduced any risks that could impede Yili's development.
The upcoming rules have also required infant formula manufacturers to specify where the milk originated from, as well as where the formula and the additives were produced. They also ban any marketing which claims unrealistic health benefits.